on 1116 SEN. Hungry for sport with Kevin Bartlett for Penfold Mazda, celebrating 50 years of the Penfold family, and Flex Vehicle Management Service from 67 cents a day. Visit flexvs.com.
9:07, good morning and welcome to the program. AFL football manager Mark Evans has urged the football world to pay more respect to besieged Carlton coach Mick Malthouse. The next fortnight should be a celebration of Malthouse's coaching, he says. It would be nice if the AFL paid more respect to Mick and acknowledged he breaks McHale's record this week on Anzac Day in New Zealand. McHale was not at the 1930 Grand Final. He was home in bed, ill. He wasn't at the game. He was coach of Collingwood, but did not coach the team on that day. This is an historical lie that the AFL and its historians continue to perpetuate. For what reason, I don't know. Embarrassment, maybe. The AFL does not recognise Alistair Clarkson coached Hawthorn in five games when ill last year, does not recognise Ken Hinckley coached against North in 2013 when ill, and doesn't recognise that Peter Swab coached against Carlton in 2003 when in hospital with a heart condition. Yet they recognise McHale. The AFL historians try to tell us that the Pies didn't hold a press conference to officially say who was a replacement for the ill McHale. My research tells me that the Morse code operator was sick that day and the carrier pigeons were on strike. This amazing record deserves the recognition it deserves, says Evans. If that is the case, don't keep portraying an historical lie. I'm KB. That's my take.
He's about to break one of the most amazing records in the history of the game. I would say make sure you pay the appropriate respect for this week and next week when he eventually breaks the record.
Now, I know some other historians had different views, which come down to the 1930 Grand Final. Did all the preparation, the team selection, pretty much everything that was done to win that game was done by McHale. Ultimately, the decision was made that the premiership coach in 1930 was Jock McHale. And the game was awarded to him. So after that, I think it's just a debate between historians and others who might debate the nuance.
Premiership success. He's managed to take different playing groups to the top of the mountain, managed to invoke great player loyalty. He always backs his player. Sometimes he'll come across as grumpy, but you can never, ever doubt that he's trying to do the best thing for his club.